Cheer from Rabbi Solomon at Greenberg on Sunday night, Parshas Noah. Litanian Amir Al-Akam.
Good evening. Sorry to disturb you 30 seconds before the quarter two mark. First of all, allow me to say my Yashar Koach to the organizers. I think it's a tremendous, tremendous thing to be able to be a tzaddik for Shabbos. Shabbos is Mi'ikre Emunah, Mi'ikre Hados. We have an opportunity to be mitzvahzik in Shabbos, Zuchus Shabbos, in the Avodah Shabbos. It can only do good things for Klal Yisrael. And Bez Hashem, we should only go Michael L'Chayil and all the Schusim of Shabbos and the Chaskas of Shabbos should stand us in good stead, Bez Hashem.
Amen.
One of the areas of Shabbos which is most misunderstood and perhaps even, to use a harsher term, mostly abused, is the halacha of Amir L'Akam and Shabbos. Amir L'Akam and Shabbos includes a very vast array of areas of halacha. There's the actual halacha of Amir L'Akam, the actual telling a goy to do a malacha few Shabbos. There's the halachas of being nana mimaita akum. Can one benefit from a malacha of a goy in Shabbos? There's areas of mechal, if you see a goy doing a malacha for you, are you mechal to stop him? Are you not mechal to stop him? And there's so many different small aspects of the halachas of Amir L'Akum, where Chazal did say you can ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for you when they didn't. Sikresha, Gromer, Shvus Tishvus, Sarech Mitzvah, Sarech Rabim. There's an enormous amount of areas in Hilchos Amir L'Akum that really need each one a shir on their own, and a half an hour shir doesn't really do justice to any of those in truth. So tonight I don't want to discuss, I won't be able to discuss Amir L'Akum in its entirety because it's almost impossible. I won't even be able to get to the halacha l'maisa, the practical halacha l'maisa. Can I tell a non-Jew to put my oven on or off on Yom Tov Shabbos? May I not? We're not going to get there. The Yom Tov of Pesach. No malacha may be done on them. It's a strange way for the Torah to write the Issa Malacha of Yom Tov, which, don't forget, the Issa Malacha of Yom Tov is parallel to the Issa Malacha of Shabbos. Malacha is a malacha. End of story. A malacha is a malacha. Kol malacha lo ye'oseh vohem. Achashi ye'ochel l'chol nefesh v'levada ye'oseh lochem. Says the Pasuk, kol malacha lo ye'oseh lochem. So Rashi, and the Rashi I've printed for you on the page, Rashi already points out that there's something strange in the terminology, kol malacha lo ye'oseh lochem. Lo ye'oseh vohem. Says Rashi, what's lo ye'oseh? And Rashi uses a word which doesn't exist in Chazal. Says Rashi, lo ye'oseh bohem afilu al yidei achirim. Afilu al yidei achirim. Even someone else may not do your malacha. Meaning, and let's already bring out the point here, and then we'll build on this and call it a meaning, that if someone else would do a malacha for me, that's me transgressing the love of kol malacha le'yosebem. I have been over the love of kol malacha le'yosebem by someone else doing a malacha. Afil al yidei achirim. And Rashi's mashma, that this halacha of afil al yidei achirim is the translation of the pasuk lo ye'yosebem, meaning that the Torah is telling me I may not allow another person to do a malacha for me. If I allow another person to do a malacha for me, I have been over the love, which love? Of kol malacha le'yoseh. The love of not doing malachas on Yom Tov, which is what in the love of not doing malachas on Shabbos. I cannot allow someone else to do a malacha for me. If I do, I have been over the love of kol malacha le'yoseh. That's the haschalah to the sugya. That's the Rashi alatayah. You can't go more closer to the source than that. Rashi alatayah. The Makoyah of Rashi. What's the Makoyah of Rashi? The Makoyah of Rashi is the Mechilta. The Mechilta there in Pasha's boy. And I print you out the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, Kol malacha le'yoseh lehem, lo'yisase ato, v'lo'yase chavirecho, v'lo'yase goy melachtecho. Now, the Mechilta uses a lotion of lo'yase chavirecho, your friend. That's not the wording of Rashi. And he adds, v'lo'yase goy melachtecho. And the Mechilta carries on, ato imekeinu, ine lo'yisase ato, v'lo'yicha v'irecho, v'yase goy melachtecho. Maybe the love is only a love for you and your friend, but not a love for a goy. Says that the Mechilta tamalema vob yom, m'sheshis yom, te'asa melacha, halamatato, that we know already you can't do melacha, v'cham melacha li'yase behem, lo'yisase ato, lo'yase chavirecho, lo'yase goy melachtecho, divrei Rabbi Yashar. Mechilta then quotes Rabbi Yenison, who argues, but that's the shit of Rabbi Yashar. There's a love in the theory of kol melacha lo ye'oseh. Kol melacha lo ye'oseh behem means I may not allow another friend to do a melacha for me, and I may not allow a goy to do a melacha for me. Mashmoyis in the Mechilta is that if I would ask a friend or a goy to do a melacha for me, or if I would allow a friend or a goy to do a melacha for me, I would be transgressing the love in the Torah of kol melacha lo ye'oseh behem. Rashi doesn't say afilu al yidei chavirecho. Rashi is not telling me that the love of kol malacha le'yoseh behem includes my friend, Rashi is very general. He says, Afil ali de achirim. Achirim implies Jews and non-Jews alike. Anybody. A non-Jew is also called an acher. Not only a Jew. A non-Jew is also called an acher. A friend he might not be, but an acher he is. And therefore, the Ramban already points out that this Rashi is very strange. And the Ramban, which is printed on the next page, points out, Pirish Rashi, Afil ali de achirim, v'lo yehabim noisiz there. Says Ramban, I don't understand this Rashi. I don't understand what Rashi wants. Shem ho achirim, v'elu yisor. If Rashi is trying to tell me that I may not allow another Jew to do a melacha for me, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I may not allow my friend to do a malacha for me. He's anyway not allowed to do a malacha. You have the same obligations as I do. Every Jew has the same obligations as each one of us. If the Torah says don't do a malacha, then he's not allowed to do a malacha. Whether he's doing it for himself or he's doing it for his friend, it makes no difference. A malacha is forbidden. So it can't be that the Rashi means to refer to another Jew. Another Jew is anyway also. Ve'en ani musaf malachti shleitas al yodei. Elush imato isay be'isa. Then Musa Lemit, Mishum Lif Nevel Esit HaMikshah. If I cause him to go and do a malacha, then fine, I've transgressed the love of Lif Nevel. But that's not this love of Kom Malacha Le'yosabem. Kom Malacha Le'yosabem is the Hilchus, it's the Malacha Dikha love. It's not a love in Lif Nevel. Lif Nevel is a separate love. So what's Rashi want? And then he adds, Ve'im Acherim Alolu Goyim. And if this Rashi means Acherim, means even non-Jews, I don't understand that. Ein onu muzorim b'toyer al malacha shel goy. There's no issa in the Torah for me to ask a non-Jew to do malacha, says Ramban. Min ha-Torah, I'm not asking a non-Jew to do malacha. The issa is only on me. It's not on a non-Jew. Lo b'yomtev lo b'shabbos. Ela sheyesh bas shavus mitivreim. Im ha-mir shalom. Nu k'mesh omre ha-mir l'goshvus. The Gemara says, ha-mir l'goshvus. How can Rashi say that the love of kol malacha lo ye'osef ahem, which is written in a strange way, lo ye'osef ahem, is inclusive of ul achirim, meaning that if I would ask a non-Jew to do a malacha, I am transgressing the malacha of kol malacha lo ye'osef ahem. It's not true. The Gemara says that amir l'achim zanish v'sat v'nidrahom. That's Ramban's kasha on Rashi. He then continues, I didn't print the whole Ramban, he then continues and quotes the Mechilta. He says it's true that it is such a Mechilta, which implies that there's a malacha Minatayah, a malacha, it's a malacha for me to go and ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for me. He says, Ramban, that's not true. It's only an asmachta. The mechilta is only an asmachta. It doesn't mean any more than an issa drabon. Shus. So we have here machlekes Rashi and Ramban. How to understand the pasuk, kom malacha le'yosabehen. Is the issa for me to go and ask a non-Jew? My fridge is, my oven's gone off. It's gone off. Shabbos, it's gone off, and I need to heat up my fruit. I want to have hot fruit, and I don't like cooking on top of the gas. This is a standard three-day yomtiv shayla. Every rabbi will tell you 30 times on the yomtiv. My oven's gone off. My wife doesn't like cooking on the top. Can I ask a non-Jew to switch my oven on? A standard shayla. According to the Rashi, if I would ask a non-Jew to switch my oven on for me, we're not getting involved in boiner now. Let's assume the boiner is a malacha d'oraisa. We're not getting involved in any technicalities. If I ask a non-Jew to switch my oven on for me, what am I doing? It's the deraisa of kom malacha le'yosabehen. According to the Ramban, onishus. However, there is a similarity between the Ramban and Rashi. Now, what am I doing wrong when I ask a non-Jew? What am I doing wrong? Rashi clearly defines for us, what am I doing wrong? Rashi doesn't say, what about Shabbos? Rashi says, I have an obligation to make sure that there's no malachas done for me. And if a malacha is done for me, it's as if I've done that malacha and I've transgressed the law of kom malacha le'yosabehen. It's an issa malacha dikadin. It's not an issa amira. It's not an issa shlichut. It's an issa malacha. It says Rashi, kol malacha lo ye'aseh bohen, means I must make sure that no malacha is done for me, on my behalf, by anyone, be it a Jew or a non-Jew. Ramban says, no. Min ha'tayr, there's no such thing. Midrabbonon, there's an issa. Amir l'akum shus. And this mechilta is an asmachta. Now, we only have an asmachta if the asmachta makes sense. The asmachta doesn't make sense. It's not an asmachta. I can't bring a new issa of, let's say, Amir l'akum, being a completely new issa which is not connected to the possible common akhul yosaban, and say, well, let's make an asmachta. If it's an asmachta, then Chazal are telling me that the gather of the issa drabbonon must match the pasuk that we are assigning this drabbonon to. And if the pasuk is called malacha le'yosabehen, then the gedra issa drabbonon according to the Ramban is that I may not allow another goy to do a malacha for me, and if I do midrabbonon, it's considered my malacha. Midrabbonon, I have transgressed the law of kol malacha le'yosabehen. So we have a very clear definition here of the issa amir l'akim according to Rashi, according to the Ramban. One being a deraisa, one being midrabono. According to Rashi, it's deraisa. According to Rambam, it's midrabono. But what is the gedo isa? It's an issa malacha. It's an issa malacha de kisa. Not an issa amira. It's an issa malacha de kisa. I am forbidden to allow any malacha to be done for me on my behalf by a Jew or a non-Jew. And if I do, according to Rashi, I'll be able to lab the race of kol malacha liyosim hem. According to Ramban, I'll be able to drop bonon, but the same gedo. Not only me, anybody. Me, the general me, the royal we. Okay, clear. This is an enormous machlokes b'shanim, and we find this machlokes b'shanim brought down lahalacha as well. The Beis Yosef in Reish Mem Dalet, Beis Yosef at the end of Reish Mem Dalet quotes the Smak, which I've printed out for you. The Smak quotes this Mechilta, Tanya the Mechilta. Kol malacha lo yasa behem lo yasa achav lo yasa chavirecha lo yasa goy malachtecha mashma mikan she'osa li Yisrael laniach legoy lachis malachtech bein b'yomtev bein b'shabbos d'oraisa, says the Smak. Amir la'akum is d'oraisa. If I ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for me, I am transgressing an issa d'oraisa. Kol malacha lo yasa behem. The Smak. And the Bishasa quotes it. The Bishasa quotes the Smak. Aval imasa lo Yisrael malacha me'er shabbos mutter. V'vat she'yir v'vesa shel goy. The Smak holds it. If you hand them the goy the malacha to do before Shabbos, and you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, then there's no issa of amir lakum there at all. Again, this is a trap in Hilchos amir lakum. Maybe if we have time, we'll come back to that.
And it has to be b'vesa.
And it has to be b'vesa. Umnon yeshleima, says the Smak. Umnon yeshleima, she has smachta. Maybe it's not smachta. Maybe it's not smachta b'alma. She moisa min ha'tayr lo'yichachom matir nasisa. Af b'vesa shel goy. Af mosher me'er Shabbos. V'loshen lo ye'ose ha'kosu b'tayr m'chiyach k'sat shi drosha gemurah. Smak is not sure. So the wording of the pasuk implies that it's derisive like Rashi. Lo ye'ose. Why did the Torah use such a strange loshen? Lo ye'ose is implying. Like Rashi. He's not sure. Maybe it's Teresa, maybe it's Rabbon. Maybe it's Teresa, maybe it's Rabbon. If it's Teresa, he would like to suggest that even if a guy did it in his own home, it should be possible. If it's Rabbon, we can understand. Sometimes Chazal will lean it. But again, what's the gedah is circled to the Smak? Called Malacha lo yasa behem. I may not allow a Malacha to be done for me on my behalf by either myself, my friend, or even a goy. I cannot allow a goy to do a malacha for me. If I do, the malacha itself becomes a malacha isa of mine. It becomes a malacha shalissa. Malacha shalissa, that's what it is. It's a malacha shalissa. And the Shalsav in Reish Mem Beis, the Shalsav in Reish Mem Beis quotes a shittas rekeach. And the chayyid, the shittas rekeach only makes sense if you understand the Gedah HaMalacha, and this is a very relevant, the Mechad Paskins like this, in Reishon Beis there, see, Beis Mechad himself in Shachnach, Paskins like this, Rekeach. Slightly different, but the Gedah of the Rekeach, the numbers of the Rekeach will be the same in the Mechad. A phenomenal Chiddush, says Rekeach. Because of Rekeach, B'Shem HaYishalmish, Im Nosan Kelev L'Kevus Nochri, V'ro'ehu O'isa B'hem B'Shabbos, I gave my clothes into a dry cleaner. After Yontif, you hand your clothes into a dry cleaner. And I walk past the dry cleaners on Shabbos, and I see that he's got my suit up there, and he's steaming it, and he's about to wash it, and he's about to clean it. And I see him doing, it's his shop, it's in his property. He's doing the Malach. I never asked him to do the Malach on Shabbos. I gave it to him on Monday morning. I put my clothes on Monday. He only got around to do it on Shabbos. And I walk past Shabbos morning on my way to Shul, and I see him working on my clothes. Says the Yerkech and the Emir Shalmi, Shem Nosen Kelov Lekevis Nochri, Re'eh Oysa Behem B'Shabbos. And I see that he's working with these clothes on Shabbos. Tzarech Lim Chais B'Yadoi. You have to go into the shop and you have to bang on the table and you have to say, Abayisai, it's Shabbos today. Please don't work on my clothes on Shabbos. What's he doing? I never asked him to do it on Shabbos. I never commanded him, I never said a word about Shabbos. I gave him a whole week to do it. He could have done it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have to walk past the shop. I don't walk past the shop, I wouldn't have known anything. I walk past the shop, and I see him working on my clothes. I am a chuyuf to stop. I'm a chuyuf to go in and say, Shabbos Hayyim, please don't work on my clothes in Shabbos. There are times when I don't have to do that, and the Rekeach says when yes and when not. But the Rekeach tells me a phenomenal chiddush. It's quite clear. If the Issa Amir Lakum was only that I may not instruct a goy to do a malacha, if it was a new type of Issa Drabanon, may I or may I not tell a goy? Well, I didn't tell a goy. Did I say anything? I never said a word. I never asked him to work on Shabbos. On the contrary, I gave it to him on Monday. Do it the whole week. He happens to be, for his own sake, it's his own choice. He's doing it on Shabbos. But I noticed he's doing work on my clothes in his own house on Shabbos. I've got to stop him. Clearly, again, we see from the Rekeach And the Mechaber passes like this. So clearly the Mechaber is following in this shita. He's agreeing with the Smach, and he's agreeing with the Lomdus of the Ramban and Rashi, that the Issa Melacha is, the Issa Amir Le'akim is an Issa Melacha. It's not just a Melacha, who may not be at all, we'll have to see in a moment. It's not a Melacha of, I may not instruct the Goy. It's a Dibbo, an Issa of instructing a Goy. There's a clear Issa Melacha here. A Melacha done by a Goy becomes my melacha. According to Rashi, I'll be Yogam and Atayr. According to the Smach, I'll be Yogam and Atayr. According to Ramban. And according to the second part of the Smach, I'll only be Yogam and Jabon. But the Geder Issa is an Issa melacha.
The Rambam is walking past. Why don't we have a din of having to say to him, I'll give it to you on Monday, and you can't do it on Shabbos?
Because it only becomes your melacha if you know it's being done for you on Shabbos and you don't stop him. If you don't know it's being done for you on Shabbos, it's not your melacha at all. If you see it being done for you on Shabbos, that's the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi. If you see it being done for you, then it becomes your melacha.
So if that's actually committing, it wouldn't get taken to base and then get skilos?
No, it don't get allowed. Don't get allowed. There's no skilos. Don't get allowed. Come lock the house, man. There's no skilos. Come lock the house.
Okay.
Could be. The Lavush, let's go backwards. The Moriksia, in Hilchos Shabbos, Paskins, since there's so many Rishonim who hold that Issa Amir Lachim is the Reiser, he takes on the Halacha Lemaisa, Issa Amir Lachim is the Reiser. And by instructing a guy to the Malach of Mir Shabbos, I take my car into the mechanic and I say, please, it's a minute, half an hour before Shabbos, and I need it Motzei Shabbos on the dot, please can you fix it for me? I've transgressed an Issa Deraisa, says the Moriksia. The Lavush doesn't quite go that far. He agrees that there are many Rishonim who say only Drabonon, but he says, at the end of the day, there are plenty Rishonim who say an Issa Deraisa, a Smach, Rashi, and other Rishonim who hold that Issa Amir Lachim is Deraisa. He says, please do not be so careless and makel when it comes to Hilchos Amir Lachim. Amir Lachim is touching on not just Drabonons, but touching on Deraisas as well. La Halacha Lemaisa, practically speaking, the Rabbah and many of the other Poskim, Mishnah Berurah himself, is very clear that we take on La Halacha that Amir Lachim is only Drabonon. But, as we stand so far, the Issa Amir Lachim, let it be a Drabonon. According to the others, it's a Deraisa. But even if it's a Drabonon, the Geder so far of the Drabonon is Issa Melacha. It's an Issa Melacha. Issa Melacha. Let's move on to the next stage. So therefore it comes out called this Issa Melacha, even if I find a non-Jew doing a Melacha for me, which I never instructed him at all, will be also because of the law of Kol Melacha, also ben, I did the Cholach Melachos Midrabon. Let's move on to the Sugi in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis. Four lines down, Hani Marikai, Rashi says Marikai are the gardeners of sorts. So they would work on, the non-Jews would work on Shabbos, and the Jews would work on Sunday. Also the Kamid Rava. He came in front of Rava, Sharu Luhu. He permitted them to make such an agreement. So Ravina asked Rava, how can you allow this Shutvis to take place? A Jew and a non-Jew who went into partnership together with regards to field. The Jew is not allowed to say to the non-Jew, you take your portion of Shabbos and I'll take my portion on the weekday, on Sunday. However, if they made this condition before the partnership was set up, then it's permitted. But once the partnership has been set up, it's not permitted. You can't. And if they come to make actual financial, the numbers, if you know the actual numbers of the days, that's also awesome. Ichsef, Rabbi was embarrassed. The Sofi Gloy Milsa, the Hisnumi Korah. Eventually it came, it was discovered that they actually made this condition right at the beginning of the Shutas. Says Rashi. Shekiblu Sada by Resusam in Balabayas, and Shekiblu Ahutla Shneem Lasik Bobiyacha. They received this field with Shutras, and the responsibility of working on that field now landed on both the Jew and the non-Jew equally. The Jew may not say to the non-Jew, can you please take your portion on Shabbos? Why? Says Rashi, because he becomes the shliach on the other half of the day, which is really the responsibility of the Jew. Says Rashi, a chiddush here. Really, a partnership means that I work 9 till 1, and he works from 1 till 5. Let's assume that's a working day. I work from 9 till 1, he works from 1 till 5, and we split the day equally, we all work an equal amount of hours, and we split the profits equally. So when it comes to Shabbos, this Jew came out with a tremendous idea. You know what? The Shabbos morning, which is mine, I'll do on Sunday for you. I'll do your afternoon or Sunday, and you do my morning or Shabbos. And that way we'll have no problem. I'll take the profits of the Sunday, you'll take the profits of Shabbos, and we've got no schar. There's no problem here. We've divided. I'm not working Shabbos. I'm not benefiting from Shabbos. Everything's equal. So the Gemara, you can't do that. And Rashi says, why can't you do that? He says, Rashi, since the shutva, since the partnership was set up in a way that it should be half-half, meaning half-day me, half-day you, by me asking the non-Jew to do the half of Shabbos, my half of Shabbos, for me, and I'll do his half on Sunday, what really is happening is that the non-Jew is doing my work on my property on my behalf. And we take on, when I ask a non-Jew to do my work on my property on my behalf, Midrabbono, at least in Hilchos Shabbos, whether Rashi agrees to this in other areas, or something, Machlokes Rishonim, whether Rashi actually agrees to this in other areas of Shas or not, is not relevant here. At least in Hilchos Shabbos, says Rashi, there will be a Shlichus La'akum. And Shlichus La'akum therefore means that when he does the Malacha for me, it becomes my Malacha, and I, at least Midrabbono, the Cholach of us, have transgressed the Issa in the Malacha on Shabbos. So here we have a very similar Rashi to that which we're seeing in Rashi Alatoya, a little bit different, a very similar Rashi, where Rashi seems to apply to Drabbono. The Ged is still an Issa Malacha. It's not an Issa Amira. We'll come to a Rashi which does say an Issa Amira a bit later. It's not an Issa Amira, it's an Issa Malacha. But the way the Malacha comes about, the way the Issa Malacha comes about is through a new concept called Hilchoshis. What's an afkamenu between the Rashi Alatoya and the Rashi in Masechet Avodah Zarah? Both agree that the Issa is an Issa Malacha. The difference would be the Rikach. According to Rashi Alatoya, the Issa is, I must not allow a Malacha to be done on my behalf. Then the Rikach scenario where I see the dry cleaner cleaning my clothes with Shabbos and I've got to stop him, because the Malacha has been done on my behalf. According to Rashi, where the Issa Malacha is only because there's a Shlichus La'akum. How does that Akum become my Shliach? Like any shlichus, I instruct him, please do malacha for me. If I didn't instruct him, then it's not relevant. If I would pass a dry cleaning on Shabbos, and I see him working on my clothes, according to Rashi, though Rashi and Masechet Avodah Zarah agrees that the Issa Malacha is, the Issa is an Issa Malacha, that the way, the method, how that Malacha is now getting back to, how does it become your Malacha? Is Rashi a new concept called shlichus? Nafkamina will be the Rekech. Am I mechuv to stop the dry cleaner, the kavis, from washing my clothes, if I see him washing them on Shabbos or not? According to Rashi Alatoya, according to Ramban, according to the Smag, technically speaking, I would, and that's how the Mechaber paskens. According to Rashi, I wouldn't. I never asked him to. There's no shlichus here. If he's doing it on Shabbos, it's not my melacha. He's not my shlichus. I gave him a Monday. I gave him plenty of time to do it.
How do Rashi Alatoya that
Rashi didn't say that, because in Alatoya, there's no shlichus left. So the Kamalach le Yosef b'hem, and Rashi's learning in the law of Lo Yosef, meaning that the Malacha mustn't be done. Not because the Malacha is misachus to me. It's the fact that it's been done for me. That's the law. That's the Yisrael. Mashmois and Rashi is not Mechel Shlichus.
But if it's been done over the Shlichus, ultimately he's doing your Malacha.
It's not because he's doing it. Technically, even an animal could do it.
It's Mashiach back to you on Shabbos.
Because I allow the Malacha to be done for me. That's the Issa. A Malacha may not be done for me. Not Mechel Shlichus. A Malacha may not be done for me. That Malacha is done for me. That's the Issa in the Torah. Rashi in Masechet Avodah Zarah is saying a new concept. It's really I must do the Malacha. The only time I will transgress the Issa Malacha is if I do it. But when a guy does it, it's Shlichus. It's as if I did it.
Right, so I'm saying, so on Shabbos, it's Mesiachus back to...
According to Rashi, Mesiachus will be Mesiachus back to me.
So even according to the Rekeach?
No, because I never instructed him, he's not my Shliach. What made him into a Shliach? There's Gedorim, how a Shliach becomes a Shliach. A Shliach can only become a Shliach through instruction. You can't become a Shliach if I don't instruct you to become a Shliach. There's Shchir mitam Shlichus. But that's, here, there's no Shchir here. There's no Shchir in him doing a Malacha for me on Shabbos. The Malacha, the Shlichus would only be if I instruct him to be a Shliach. I never appointed him to be a Shliach. Therefore, though the longest of Rashi Alatoya and Rashi in Masechet Avodah Zarah is the same, but the Gedder will be different. We find the same shit in Agos Mamni, which is printed next in the Maram Kaimis. Osa Lita in the Nochi Morish Be'er Shabbos. It's forbidden to give a non-Jew money on Er Shabbos. Sheikhlu Le Namacha Be'im Ashuk. Ki Yesh Shlichus Le Nochi Lechumra. And he says, why is this called Shlichus? Because since the Yom HaShuk is only on Shabbos, and there's no other day that it's possible for him to go to the Shuk, by me giving him money on Thursday, and I think that, you know, when it's the Yom HaShuk, please go and do some business for me and buy this and sell it and make a bit of profit, I'm clearly instructing him, by default, I'm saying to him, go on Shabbos with my money and do business. Be misasa. Do business.
That's really, it's a shlichus lechumra, and therefore that's why Amir Lachum is also.
So again, we find the same shita as Rashi Masechta Avodah Zarah in Agos Maimoni. What the getter is this? The getter is still the same. It's still an issa melacha. We haven't moved away from that yet. That the issa is an issa melacha. We haven't moved away from that at all. But the getter is an issa melacha. The way you get there is slightly different. Rashi Alatera, Rambam, Smack is because kol melacha lo ye osa bahen. I may not allow melacha to be done on my behalf. According to Rashi in Masechta Avodah Zarah. And Rashi in, same Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, I didn't put it on the page, another Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, and that goes Maimini, the Malacha becomes my Malacha only through the medium of a Shlich. If there's Shlichos, then it becomes my Malacha. So the long this is, according to Rashi Alapeya, the Malacha may not be done on my behalf, according to Rashi in Masechta Avodah Zarah, I may not do Malacha. A Goy can be considered like me doing the Malacha through the Lomdus of Shlichos. Through the Lomdus of Shlichos. We're running out of time, I've been told half an hour is a cut off. So we've got 5 more minutes. Let's see what we can catch in 5 more minutes. Look in the Lashon HaRambam. Jump to the two. We'll miss out the Rashi. We'll come back to Rashi in a moment. Look in the Lashon HaRambam. Asa Leimel Anachri, says Rambam. That's the second one on the page, on the last page. Asa Leimel Anachri Lassis Lama Malacha V'Shabbos Afafi She'enim Suvan HaShabbos. It's forbidden to tell a non-Jew to do a Malacha for you on Shabbos, even though he's not commanded on Shabbos. Why? Even though I said to him before Shabbos, I told him before Shabbos, even though I don't need that Malacha until after Shabbos, it's forbidden for me to tell the Goy to do a Malacha on Shabbos. Why? But Dovah is awesome with the Reseifim. Kedei Shiloi Tia Shabbos Kalabay Nen V'Yavoy Lassus Ma'atzvon. Says the Lashon HaRambam. He doesn't give any Gedorim here like we've seen in the Smack. Like we've seen in the Rashi Alatayah, like we've seen in the Rashi in the Sefer HaZorah, or that goes to Maimoni. He just says very one straight, simple line. Asa Leima Lanochi. That's it. Asa Leima Lanochi. Now the Rambam was very redacted. If he meant something different, he would have said so. The Rambam says, Asa Leima Lanochi. Why? Mipnei Shalote Shabbos Kalab Einer. Is mashma that the whole list is nothing more than an Asa Leima Lanochi. I may not tell a guy. I'm not allowed to verbalize to a guy. Chazal forbade the conversation between myself and a non-Jew where the conversation is around an instruction for him to do malach on Shabbos. That is asa. Why is it asa? Because if Chazal would have allowed me to let a non-Jew do a malach on my behalf, to instruct a non-Jew to do a malach on my behalf, then automatically Shabbos becomes as it does, and as clearly evidenced on the ground. The fact that we're making Amir al-Akum, and Amir al-Akum has become one of the ways to get around Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom, it means Shabbos is Kala b'nei. That's what it says. Shabbos becomes Kala. Says the Rambam, Asa Leima, it's forbidden to make that instruction. That's what Isra is. Isra is the instruction. We find this mefurish in Rashi, in Masechta Avodah Zarah, a little bit earlier in Masechta Avodah Zarah. There the Gemara is talking about a case. Well, I haven't got time to run through the whole Gemara. The other Gemara is discussing the scenario of selling a behemoth to a non-Jew. Are you allowed to sell a behemoth gasset to a non-Jew? That's a discussion there. There's chashoshes of selling it to a non-Jew, etc. The Gemara then comes out, why should there be a reason why not? And the Gemara says, perhaps the reason why you shouldn't is because the guy will work the animal on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so what if he works the animal on Shabbos? He bought it. That's the Lashon HaGemara. V'ne'avet, kim dozov nakanya. He bought it. Who cares if he works on Shabbos? He bought it. So Rashi says something very strange. Look at Rashi. They have a muscle kim dozov nakanya. Says Rashi kim dozov nakanya. The eino shel yisrael umishum lifne ibe lo yisitem mirsha lo yikova. The bnei loyach lo yistava lashvisa. There's no problem of lifne ibe here because there's no Shabbos will go. I will gather revia, etc. Then he carries on. Then Rashi asks the kashan. Umar, right at the end of Rashi. Umar she asu lo yisrael lo yima lo yikachovim aseli kach. How can I tell a non-Jew? Why is it forbidden me to tell a non-Jew not to do a malacha? What do you mean? A guy is not a silver. So what's the problem? Why can't I tell him? Be shalom, if it would be a problem for guys to do a malacha on Shabbos, then I understand why I may not instruct him to do a malacha, because he's forbidden to do a malacha. By me instructing him, I'm telling him to do something which is forbidden. I've just told you, says Rashi, that there's no issa for a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos, so why can't I instruct him? And Rashi comes out with an unbelievable kid. He says, Rashi, why? Says Rashi, a new concept, but the same concept as the Rambam, but for a different reason, but the same concept. For me to tell a non-Jew to do a malacha would be it's a davar davar. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. I may not talk about things which are not Shabbos dik. I can't talk about things which are not appropriate for Shabbos. Asking a non-Jew to do a malacha is an issa of davar davar. There's a difference between the Rambam and Rashi's. Though both are an Issa Dibble, according to the Rambam, the Issa Dibble applies Erev Shabbos, because there the Issa is Shalotei Shabbos Kalavei Nechos. Therefore, according to the Rambam, Rashi, the Chazal forbade you before on makes no difference. According to Rashi, the Issa Dabba Dabba only on Shabbos. Dabba Dabba is an Issa only on Shabbos in the Divrei Sefer, but only on Shabbos. It's not
in the
after
Gemara,
Shabbos.
Isn't this Gemara talking about before Shabbos, where he's the Kinyan?
No, he bought it, and then he's going to do Malach with it on Shabbos.
Rashi's remark is merely because he already said the Goy is not the Tzuv in Shabbos.
Goy is not the Tzuv in Shabbos.
Rashi goes over on the Sefer.
Now, to say that, sorry. It's a partly in the side. It's not 100% in the side, and I'll explain to you in a moment. Now, to say that Rashi was closer from Daf Tezvav to Daf Chabbeis is very difficult. Rashi in Daf Tezvav says there's an Issa Davidov. Rashi in Daf Chabbeis says there's an Issa of Menachah of Shlichut. It's very difficult to say Rashi was closer. But Tezvav does say in many places in Shas and Tezvav Bekama and in other places that Rashi's closer from one place to the other in quite close proximity as well, but it's very difficult to say that Rashi was closer. So clearly Rashi understands, despite the fact that there are times when the Issa Amir La'akum will entail an Issa Melacha, there's also times when Issa Amir La'akum will only entail an Issa Abedoba. And in Rashi, if you look at Rashi carefully, you see the difference between the two Rashis is, Rashi in Dach Chabbeis, Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, the Shli Hagos Mamni is talking about a Goy doing a Melacha on my property.
Right.
He's doing a melacha on my property. We're partners together. He's doing my half of the day. That means he's working on my property. He's taking my money and going to the market and doing a melacha on my behalf with my property. There, says Rashi, it's possible to consider it shlichus because he's doing a melacha on my moment, on my sadeh. He's doing on something which is mine. A melacha on something which is mine, says Rashi, mehilchos shlichus will be mitzachus to me. But if he's doing a melacha on something which is his, which is what the Gemara here, Masechta Avodah Zarah, that's what he's talking about. He's doing malacha on his own animal. I've instructed him to do malacha kibbiyachal on his own animal. That's really what's taking place here. And that's where Rashi's kasha is from that scenario to a scenario of where I instruct him to do that malacha. Says Rashi, you're right. But there the issue will be only dabba dabba. So it's possible, says Rashi, that we paskin that Amir La'akum has two concepts to it. It has the concept of issa malacha, and it also has the concept of issa dibble. We'll find Mechaba also agrees to that. Look at the Mechaba in Simon, Shin, Zayin. So Mechaba tells us, there's many rise. I just picked out one or two. There's many rise to this concept. And if Devarim Peshutim, and you ask anybody who's learned here from the Masechta Shabbos, will tell you, I haven't said any Chiddushim. I didn't come to tell you any Chiddushim. I came to be Mischazik Hilchos Shabbos. And that's the purpose of this Shiur tonight. Look at the Mechaba in Sif Chavtes. Also loyma la'akum b'Shabbos. Hilech bosos there. I take a non-Jew, hungered. I see a guy walking through the street, and I feel sorry for him. And I have a piece of raw meat in the fridge. I call him in, I say, guy, here you are. You're hungry. I want to do a chesed. It's nice to do a chesed. We need chesed. Here, take a piece of meat, go and cook it for yourself. What have I done here? Is he doing a malacha for me? So can I say there's an issa malacha here? There's no issa malacha here. Not issa malacha of Rashi in Alatoya of Kol Malacha Le'yasa Behem, because he's not doing a malacha for me. There's no shlichus here because I didn't appoint him a shliach to do a malacha on my behalf. Shlichus can only be if it's a malacha on my behalf. So clearly the Mechaba is telling me that outside of the malacha of Kol Malacha Le'yasa Behem or shlichus, which is clear that the Mechaba passes because he brings down the rekeach la'alacha le'maisa, there are scenarios where even when Amir Lachim is not going to be an issa malacha, it will still be
the Dabadol.
Dabba Dabba or the Rambam. Like upon him, we see clearly, and it's Mefurish in Gemara in Masechta Bamisia, where according to those Rishonim will learn that Islam, the Amir Lachim is a deraisa, the Gemara is connected to Gemara, Ramban's Kasha, Amir Lachim Shimus. Let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara talks about in Bamisia, Boilu, Maru Shiyema Adam, we've gone over time, so everybody wants to go, we'll be one more minute. Boilu, Maru Shiyema Adam, Lenochi Chasayim Paraski Vadeshba, Mi Amrinon. The Gemara clears the shayla. The Gemara is mistafik, and the halacha we pass in the chumra here. Is it possible to apply the halacha of Amir La'akum to other malachas, to other Yisurim? Now the whole thing doesn't make sense. If the Issa Amir La'akum is an Issa malacha, be it a deraisa, be it a drabonon, how can you apply the concept of kol malacha lo ye'ase bohem to any other love material? The Torah says, Le'sachsein. What's that going to do? Kol Malacha Le'yasa Behem. It's very localized. And if it's a shlichus, maybe. Not sure. But the Mashmoyis in the Gemara here is quite familiar. That Issa Malach is Issa Milachim Zonishmos. What's the Smak going to do? What's the Rashi Alatari going to do? And that's Ramban's Kasha. What are the other Shani who hold this Deraisa? So if you look in the Uraim, I didn't put it down there, you wouldn't have time. Look in the Uraim, the Simishim Dalit. The Uraim asks the Kasha himself. The Uraim also passes that it's Deraisa, like Rashi Alatari. He asks the question, he asks him this Gemara, and he says, there's two parts to Malachas. To the Issa of Amilachim. There's a Deraisa part of Kol Malachal Yosabahen, which we're saying even the Machabah, there's a Drabonon of the Malacha, and there's a new Issa of Amir La'akum Shavus, where the Amir itself is awesome. And I've committed to all these concepts, and that's where we're going to stop tonight. And I've committed, you can see yourself, the enormous Nafkimin is Lahalachal Mesa. If it's Deraisa, if it's Drabonon. Nafkimin, if it's Deraisa, can I say Sophie Drabon Lakula? Can I say Sophie Drabon Lakula? If the Issa is an Issa Malacha, then in an area where there's no Issa Malacha, and we saw in many, many cases, would be a problem. Can I instruct the Goy on Shabbos to do a Malacha for me on Sunday? Can I instruct the Goy on Shabbos? I need my car to be at my door Sunday. Please, an hour after Shabbos, bring me my car so that I can drive up to Gates. Can I do that on Shabbos? Can I go on Shabbos? If there isn't Issa Malacha, let it be Shlichus. Even if it's in time Shlichus. It's Vos. He's not going to Malacha for me. But if there's a new concept of Issa called Amir Lachim Shavus, which the Mechaber agrees to as there's an Issa Amir, then that will make it also for me to instruct the Goy on Shabbos. Remiza, will Remiza help? Can I instruct the Goy through Remiza? I don't tell him. Now that's clear. If I point the finger at the oven and I say, and I cough quite loud in front of my cleaner, that's not Remiza. That's a clear instruction. A real Remiza, if you can find a real Remiza. A real Remiza. Can I allow or tell a Goy through Remiza to a Malacha for me? Here we're entering into a very difficult subject. Because if the Issa is an Issa Malacha like Rashi Al-Asayra, or like those Rishonim who hold this right, or even like the Ramban who said this Rabbanon, it's Nasmachta on the Pasul of Kol Malacha Yosabahen, then we saw in the Rekeach that I'm afraid to stop him. So where's there room for Remiza? This is something that the Gorm and the Kivega, they struggle with this. Where's there room for Remiza? If it's only an Issa of Dibbo, then there's enormous room for a Misa. I can end up being Michal Shabbos every Shabbos by coughing. I think I've given you enough of background to understand that the question of Amir Lakum, whether it's Deraisa Drabonon and what the gather is and how we can apply it practically, Halacha L'Maaseh, is an enormous, enormous subject. It's not something that we can take lightly, and every area of Amir Lakum needs to be thought and spoken through and learned with Eon to be able to understand whether it applies and which part of Amir Lakum it applies to, and whether all the colours and the Gedorim which we can get around the Issa of Amir Lakum can actually be applied at that scenario. They're enormous, enormous difficult. The Rebbe should give us the Atish Shemaya that we should be able to, in the Schazik and Hilch Shabbos, in the Schusik of the Kim of Shabbos, should be able to see the Bishagur, and may remain of the.
Oh, my God.